as this court bestowed and taken back a fundamental right that has been part of the settled rights and expectations of literally millions of Americans for nearly two decades. To regress now by permitting states suddenly to impose burdensome regulations or to criminalize conduct would be incompatible with any notion of principled constitutional decision-making. Roe is both soundly based in the Constitution and sets forth a fair and workable standard of adjudication. From as early as 1891, this court has recognized that the rights of autonomy, bodily integrity, and equality are central to our notions of ordered liberty. Roe lies at the heart of those interests. While pregnancy may be a blessed act when planned or wanted, forced pregnancy, like any forced bodily invasion, is anathema to American values and traditions. In the same way that it would be unacceptable for government to force a man or woman to donate bone marrow, or to compel the contribution of a kidney to another, or to compel women to undergo abortion or forced sterilization, our Constitution protects women against forced pregnancy. If anything, because forced pregnancy will jeopardize a woman's life or health, the constitutional protections ought to be greater. The solicitor tries to draw a distinction between constitutional protection against forced abortion, which he agrees is fundamental, and constitutional protection against forced pregnancy, which he maligns. But once this court removes fundamental status from the abortion right, there is no logical stopping point. Fundamental status for all reproductive rights, decisions about birth control, pregnancy, sterilization, even high technology around reproduction may also be jeopardized, particularly where there is no bright line between abortion and some methods of birth control. The fundamental right both to prevent pregnancy and to end pregnancy may be at stake. Our nation's history and tradition also respects the autonomy of individuals to make life choices consistent with their own moral and conscientious beliefs. Our Constitution has long recognized an individual's right to make private and intimate decisions about marriage and family life, the upbringing of children, the ability to use contraception. The decision to terminate a pregnancy or to carry it to term is no different in kind. Both the solicitor and some Commonwealth amici argue that the Constitution only protects private decision-making within families. It is true that the rights of privacy have been recognized in the familial context. For example, in Griswold, the court found unconstitutional the Connecticut statute that prohibited married persons from using birth control. And in Loving, this court found invalid a Virginia statute that prohibited the marriage of interracial couples. Nevertheless, this court has never limited the notions of privacy recognized in these cases as only arising or belonging to married couples. Indeed, in Eisenstadt and in Carey, this court specifically rejected this view. Nor can this court alter its historic recognition of privacy and deny women fundamental freedoms because, as the solicitor argues, the woman is not isolated in her privacy. Surely, if the government cannot require individuals to sacrifice their lives or health for others or for other compelling purposes, it cannot require women to sacrifice their lives and health to further the state's interest in potential life.
Ms. Colbert, you're arguing the case as though all we have before us is whether to apply stare decisis and preserve Roe against Wade and all its aspects. Nevertheless, we granted certiorari on some specific questions in this case. Do you plan to address any of those in your argument?
Your Honor, I do. However, the central question in the case is what is the standard that this court uses to evaluate the restrictions that are at issue? And therefore, one cannot...
Well, the standard may affect the outcome, or it may not, but at bottom, we still have to deal with specific issues, and I wondered if you were going to address them.
Yes, I am, Your Honor, and I would like in particular to address the husband notification provisions. But the standard that this court applies...